Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with Tim Goodman, who's one of the board members for the 4th annual Heroes of Child Justice event, which will include a live performance by the legendary crooner, Johnny Mathis. Tim, thanks so much for taking the time to join us here on WTOP.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Now, tell me, I definitely want to go into how you met Johnny and all those great golf stories and music stories, but first of all, tell me a little bit about this event. I know you've been on the board since the beginning, and we're in our 4th year now, so what exactly is sort of the goal of this Heroes of Child Justice event?
Well, the Heroes of Child Justice event this year is we're honoring some folks who have, you know, been very helpful to our cause, as we do every year, and it's also to offer up thanks for a lot of the people that have supported us, and at the same time, you know, get child justice to be better known for the work that we do and the work that we're capable of doing. We're a very good organization for people to know about.
So take us into some of the work you guys do. You know, what are some of the issues that Child Justice Inc. Really tries to raise awareness about?
Well, Child Justice, we try to do, as much as we can in the area of helping children who've been the victims of family violence, physical, sexual abuse, substance addictions and neglect and so forth. We offer pro bono work to families and children who cannot afford, the cost of legal representation. There's not many people that are out there trying to do what we do. And so as a result of that, we've been at it and getting better and stronger for 8-9 years now.
Awesome. So the organization has existed for 8 or 9 years, but this is your 4th annual actual Heroes of Child Justice event, and it's going to be held on Sunday, September 23rd at the Georgetown University Hotel and Conference Center down on Reservoir Road in Northwest. So you said that at the top of the interview, you said one of your goals here of the event is just to raise awareness and let more people around D.C. know about you guys. So, of course, you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I know Johnny Mathis, my golf buddy. I'm going to ask him to play. So what do you imagine him playing? Is this sort of, is he going to play, you know, Chances Are and Not For Me to Say and, you know, all of his hits? Or, you know, what are you envisioning his performance being?
Well, the good thing is John's a firm believer in pleasing his audiences. So he plays the hits, you know. There will be no songs left out that people would not be looking forward to, whether it's Chances Are or Misty or 12th of Never, 99 Miles. But the unique situation with this is it's a much smaller venue, and he's just going to be himself and his piano player, and I'm going to join in on 3 or 4 songs as a guitarist. And so to hear this voice with just piano accompaniment, I mean, it's a great thing when he does his shows with the big orchestra, but I can tell you it's really magical when John and his piano player work together. They've been together for 40 years, and it's just magical.
Awesome. So I think I saw tickets are, is it 200 piece? Is that right? And it goes to a great cause. Plus, you get a great show out of it. How's the night going to go? It looks like, you know, there's a little, like, you know, hors d'oeuvres and cocktail hour. And then I think, do I also see there's a live auction? What are you guys going to be auctioning?
I'm not sure what some of the other stuff is, but what John and I have done is put our 2 cents in by offering up a round of golf with John and me at Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles, where the LA Open is held. And we're not a couple of stick in the muds. We're probably a fun couple of guys to play golf with.
That's awesome. Is that how you met Johnny Mathis over golf, or was it through your music career? Because I know
that's
you played
how
too.
We met.
Okay.
You know, I wound up in a foursome with him one day. And there's only a few musicians and music folks that are members at Riviera. And so we hit it off right away. And we've been golfing partners and musician buddies ever since.
Awesome. See, take me, since it's radio, let's drill into that a little more. Paint me like a visual picture, you know, the theater of the mind here for our radio listeners. What is that like? You show up and you're in the golf cart and all of a sudden Johnny Mathis is teamed in your foursome playing best ball? Or how does that act?
Yeah.
Paint a picture of that for me.
Well, I mean, I obviously, being a musician, I was always a big fan. He's one of the greatest singers that ever sang. He's phenomenal, and still is. I'd like to say he hasn't lost a step. The guy just still sings his butt off, and I saw him around the club and stuff, and it just one of those things. I fell into a group that day, and he was playing, and it was just a total coincidence. And we have really become the best of friends.
That's so cool. So you guys, what? You guys both, you're playing it as it lies. You're chipping it out of the rough onto the green, and you're both. You guys say, "Whose ball is that?" And he says, "It's not for me to say. I had to."
I tell you what. I mean, there are so many situations out there, and he sings on the golf course all day. If I have somebody come along with me to play, I mean, if anybody does, like, you know, if we get somebody who, you know, bids on that and wants to come out and play with us, you will hear him sing about the most craziest stuff all afternoon. And it's how he practices. The guy really does sing a lot. And around the house, he sings on the golf course. He eats, lives, and breathes it.
Awesome. And I'm looking forward to actually talking to Johnny Mathis later this week, although by the time this airs, we'll already be in there, so stay tuned for that, listeners. I think the event, in addition to Johnny Mathis, are you guys honoring three other people? Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, Secretary of State John Wobensmith, and then Glenn Fustin, I think is how you say it, the Executive Director of Governor's Office on Crime Control and Prevention. Do you guys honor a different three local dignitaries every year and then get a celebrity musician each year, or how does that usually work?
This is the first year we've had a celebrity musician, and I brought it up, you know, as something different to do. And John and I were looking to do a charity event together anyway. So this really worked out. The connection with the governor's office came from one of our board members, Ann Hoyer, who is Steny Hoyer's daughter, mm-hmm. and who is just, I just love Ann. She does such great work, and she was very instrumental in those connections for us.
That's so awesome. Convince some of people, young, let's say listeners that grew up with Johnny Mathis's music, need no introduction. Old souls like myself know his music by heart. Convince some of our younger folks. Remind them of, like, oh, you definitely know this music, even if you think you don't. Like, around the holidays, you've definitely heard him.
Well, you probably heard your parents play the Christmas record. Well, I tell you what, maybe I'm dating myself. Maybe your grandparents. But, you know, that's most folks that are. I'm in my 60s, so most people who are a lot younger than me, you know, will have an idea of who he is by their parents or their grandparents having played this stuff a lot, you know, and growing up and hearing it. And it is a joy. He is an American treasure, and it's something that everybody should hear, you know, and you won't be disappointed. I can tell you that.
Awesome. Well, just before we bounce, tell me a little bit more about your music career, because I know we're focusing a lot on Johnny Mathis, but you've actually played a little yourself. So remind our listeners about your music.
Yeah, I was a solo artist on Columbia Records back in 1980, but then I was working also as a studio musician in L.A., and I wound up in a great, great country band called Southern Pacific, along with John McPhee and Keith Knudsen from the Doobies.
Wow.
And Stu Cook from Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Wow.
And we made a lot of records for Warner Brothers. We did really well on the charts. And the last time I was telling you, last time I played Washington was the Beach Boy event at the 4th of July at the Washington Monument, probably in 1984,
wow. 83, 84. That's
awesome. Something like that. And there were a lot of people, let me tell you. It was a hot summer day, and I don't think I've ever played in front of more people in my life. It was an incredible day.
Awesome.
I think it was the Beach Boys, Joan Jett, Jimmy Page, and us. Go figure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. None of them really amounted to anything.
What a day.
Just kidding. That's insane. So wait, are you based in L.A. or are you back in here around D.C.?
I've actually lived in Los Angeles various times in my life, but I live up on the little island of Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
Off of Cape Cod.
Okay. You just happened to organize this because it's the nation's capital. It's the best place to raise awareness. Is that why?
Well, we're based Child Justice is based in the D.C. area.
I got you.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, we're excited to come out. I guess just in closing, yeah, why should our listeners come out?
I tell you, I it's great to come in and support Child Justice. I think it's a very, very, very worthy cause. And on top of that, to come and be able to support such a worthy cause and be up close and personal and hear Johnny Mathis like you'll never, ever really get to hear him. And then get to meet him afterwards. He's going to, you know, kind of work the crowd afterwards and say hi to everybody. It's really going to be fun. Really fun time.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait. Again, it's Sunday, September 23rd at the Georgetown University Hotel and Conference Center. It's the 4th Annual Heroes of Child Justice event with a live performance by Johnny Mathis. Thanks so much, Tim. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Really appreciate it. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Take it easy.